Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for taking this 56-day journey through the letters of John. No other writer in Scripture highlights the qualities of God's light, love, and life the way John does. These short letters will guide us into a stronger and deeper fellowship with the God who loves to shine His light into our darkness. Welcome to day 6 of the letters of John. Today's title is He is Faithful to Forgive. Proverbs 28:13 reads, "People who conceal their sins will not prosper, but if they confess and turn from them, they will receive mercy." Our text today is 1 John 1:8 through 9. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We have two choices when it comes to the sin in our lives. We can lie and say we don't have any sin to confess, or we can confess our sin to God. If we choose to deny it, we cannot be cleansed from it. If we confess it, God is faithful to forgive us. Either you must live with your sin daily, or you can find freedom through God's forgiveness. 1 John 1:9 is a very popular scripture among Christians. Those of us who have grown up in church memorized this verse early in our lives. Even though I knew of this verse, I had never studied it intently until just a few years ago. I felt the Holy Spirit nudge me to look up the verbs in this verse in the original language. What I discovered has greatly impacted my spiritual journey ever since. The verb confess is the present active tense. This means that every day we need to actively confess our sins. Confession should be the practice of every believer. So confession is a present tense decision. There are two more verbs in 1 John 1:9, forgive us and cleanse us. This is God's part. We confess and God forgives and cleanses. The interesting fact about those two verbs is that they are both in the aorist tense. This tense in the Greek language shows past completed action. How do we apply the scripture and these verb tenses to our spiritual journey? We confess our sins daily. God puts it in the past, and once and for all, forgiveness is completed. We confess it every single day. God forgives it and forgets it. You see, God didn't send Jesus to die on a cross so that you could live every single day like a spiritual pity party. I wish I hadn't done this, and I wish I hadn't done that. No, God sent Jesus Christ, His Son, not just to get us into heaven one day, but to give us abundant life today. We can live daily in the forgiveness that God provides. Because of the grace of God, He sees your confessed sin as completely cleansed. God doesn't bring it back up. When you confess it, God replaces your guilt with His grace. He wipes your slate clean so that you can be what He called you to be. At this moment, you are either living in your sin or forgiven of your sin. Either you are living in guilt and you find yourself in a prison of your own making because you will not confess your sins to God, or you are living in God's forgiveness because God is faithful to forgive what you have confessed. If you are still holding yourself hostage to your own sins, God wants to set you free. Our Heavenly Father sees it all. He hears everything you confess and knows everything you are not willing to confess. You're letting the devil enslave you if you will not confess your sins to God. By your refusal to admit your sins, you are doing the devil's chores. Choose instead the God who sees it all, knows it all, and can forgive everything you have done. Some questions for today. What sins are you currently not confessing? What reason do you have to not confess them to God? In your past journey with Jesus, how has unconfessed sin hindered your spiritual growth? How can you focus daily on confession and repentance so that God can daily renew your soul? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.